Hey, Chief. Morning to you. Morning to you, and there's that stupid Dalton paper. Hold on. Couple things. That was the first thing right there that got flapped out in front of my face. I had the local Belton newspaper on the back of my car and it just flapped out. But I gotta say something about this Belton paper. You know, after Obama got elected, those fucking Republican sorry asses that catered McCain into this town got real upset about it and didn't even mention that Obama won. It was like county Republicans defy nationwide trend was the big announcement. It's like, you know what? It was just a big old Sarah Palin pout. It's like, why can't you just at least acknowledge the obvious that most of the people in this county, or a good chunk, I should say, voted for the new president. That's all, you know? And we got it. We got this stupid fucking local paper to get the honor roll listings, and they don't even do that. It's all this stupid shit, man. It's like, Liberty used to be amusing with their local papers because I knew Liberty, and I had a pretty good grasp on what was going on. But this paper here, I don't really know anybody around here all that much. It's just not interesting at all. The only thing that I have actually waited to read was whether or not they were going to acknowledge that there was a false tornado alarm that went off one Friday snowy night in this fucking town. It's just par for course. Let's see what else is going on. God, there was something I was going to talk to you about. It was just stuck right there, wedged in the middle of my brain, and I can't remember what it is. I know that the Senate and the Republicans now are starting to ramp up and get all fucking pissy with Obama. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, some guy had the audacity yesterday to say he needs to stop talking to the media and having lunches, and really work with the Senate to get this thing passed. Like, you know what? Your fucking predecessor is the one that fucking ruined our country, A. B, your predecessor, their little Republican pal, was the one that was never in the White House, ever. Constantly on fucking vacation. So do us all a fucking favor and take a fucking roll of tape and put it right on your mouth, you know? Yeah, Paul, I tell you what, man. The older I get, the more I realize the politics is one of the more brutal, cutthroat professions that we won't even understand how ugly it is when you get up there. Like, the memos that you get when you become president. Like, what's really fucking going on and what really is political and what really is real. And I doubt much of it at all is really that real. Seems like that becomes a reverberating mantra in my life with just any of this shit, from media to magazines. I think the only thing that I ever really read that's real are books, like really unabashedly, even if it's fiction, it feels real. But everything else is just a big old fucking pile of shit, you know? I'm sure a lot of the way I feel along those lines comes from Miles and our circumstances, but also being very involved with our kids and our life, and that's like our focal point. It's like, I don't even have friends anymore. Like, I hear quips from friends. In fact, yesterday, this is interesting, this might have been one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. The old man down at the I-Pass, the old Italian guy, the eccentric, was having a triple bypass, and unfortunately he died on the operating table. They didn't get through to it. But the old Cato sent me an email, which again is my only real correspondence with my friends anymore, it seems. And he said that that guy had an enormous gun collection down in the basement of that I-Pass, and he used to cross-dress and all kinds of shit. I remember the day I went in there, and he had this big fucking huge check from the Isle of Capri bragging to people about how much money he won. And it was another one of those moments where he's fucking ashing all over you with the cigarette and taking his time. I remember one time, I remember that was the time when he had that check out. I was not fucking in for waiting around for his story. And I ended up doing that, but it was still one of those things that he was an institution. He was a good one. You may be talking to him over there on the other side. You may have been there with a glad hand to say, welcome up, you know. At any rate, it's a warm Friday. Not yet, but it's going to be. It's weird. It's like we're going to have a week of warm, and then it's going to get fucking bitching cold. And I think this is just a little preview of the spring that's coming up. And I got to tell you, I used to daydream about leaving Kansas City and moving on to a more warm environment. And it's never been more evident than it is right now. I wish we would have almost done it before now, because, man, to be cooped up in the house with that kid and the kids without any outlet to get outside has been just painful, you know. And I'm just done with winter. Winter is just not one of those things that I think I would even miss, you know. Maybe a little bit of the crispness of fall, but winter, no. The birds can have the winter, you know. I think that the big thing with the winter lately has been all the geese flopping around, flying and flopping their necks. It's like they're confused. It's like I constantly see arrows of geese flying over our place or around Belton. It's like, are they confused out here? Do they enter Belton airspace and suddenly become fucking disoriented? And they're like, well, we're just going to fly around this town and go lake to lake, or we forgot how to get to Florida, or we forgot how to get to a warmer environment. I don't mind. I dig it, actually. But I did the other day run into that field of geese, and it was amazing to hear all of those big, fat wings and their muscle tendons, and to feel that gush of air. It was so cool, you know. There's the old police officer waiting there on the on-ramp, waiting to have a good day, waiting to rack it up, you know. That guy right there, that officer right there, I helped open the door up for him yesterday. Or actually, he opened the door up for me. Anyway, that's all I got there, pal. You fucking have a good day over there, man.